listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. The member for O'Connor has launched his own survey on the controversial South Coast Marine Park, Rick Wilson, asking the community whether or not they support the proposed no fishing zone that will stretch from Bremer Bay to the South Australian border. He'll take the results to Parliament as government community consultation continues. WA's peak housing and homelessness advocacy body is hoping for good news ahead of this afternoon's state budget announcement. Shelter WA hoping to see the government use its recent announcements as a base to better support other areas of the sector. CEO Kath Snell says one of the things they want to see is more investments into cost of living relief packages for those already living in social housing.
After 5 years of record surpluses in WA, we just really feel that the government must centre this year's budget on housing and homelessness. We're already seeing that to a certain degree. We've had a couple of great announcements already. We're really hopeful that we'll see even more of that.
$5 million worth of network resilience works have wrapped up in Cunderdin. 290 power poles and 47 kilometres of overhead power lines have been replaced. It hopes to reduce power outages in the region. And a Kalgoorlie-based feature film has been selected to make its world premiere at the Sydney Film Festival. Kid Snow was shot in town and tells the story of an Irish fighter in a travelling tent boxing show. It'll be on show at the highly acclaimed event on June 11. In sport, a big win for Gibson in round two of Esperance Netball, the Division 1 side recording a 52-44 victory over Newtown last week. And the action is set to continue tonight when Mallee and Rookies kick off round three. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.